VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Firefighters are struggling to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwest China over the weekend. At least 26 firefighters have been killed. Four are missing, according to state media reports on Monday. The fire began on Saturday in the Muli County of Sichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. By Sunday afternoon, authorities had sent nearly 700 firefighters to put out the fire, but 30 went missing after a surge of flames fed by a sudden shift in the wind. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the U.S. each year. A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Duan Thi Huang said Monday that his client has instead pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. Huang was charged with smearing the deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February 2017. This is VOA News. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. He's 82 years old and is known to be in poor health. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of political campaigning as a television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency in a runoff scheduled for April 21st. As widely predicted, Volodymyr Zelensky easily won the first round of voting Sunday with around 30% of the votes. He'll face Petro Poroshenko in the runoff. An Israeli watchdog said Monday that it found a network of social media bots disseminating messages promoting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the lead-up to national elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Democrats are preparing to increase their efforts to get the special counsel's full Russia election investigation report. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats had set a deadline tomorrow to get the full report. The Justice Department appears likely to miss it, and the following day, the House Judiciary Committee will vote to authorize subpoenas to get the report. Attorney General William Barr has released a four-page summary and says he'll put out a scrubbed version of the full report by mid-month. Democrats, though, want the whole thing, unfiltered by Barr. He'd written the special counsel found no Trump campaign coordination with Russia, but he also went further than Bob Mueller by saying there's not enough evidence to prove the president obstructed the Russia investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A whistleblower from inside the White House has told congressional investigators that senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected. Tricia Newbold is an 18-year veteran of the security clearance process. She said the officials were cleared for security credentials after career employees recommended they be denied. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.